Hello there. Thanks again for listening to Seek the Truth. I trust that you will be helped through listening to this recording. Our aim at Seek the Truth is to point people to the truth from God's Word, the Bible. Now, I hope you don't switch off at this stage and go on to something else, because the Bible is a sadly neglected book in our day. And yet the Bible has been written so that we could hear the voice of God. You might not agree with that, but I would ask you to consider some of the statements of Scripture. This week we have been shocked in our country. I live in England, in the United Kingdom. We've been shocked with the death of two police women, officers doing their job, but ending up lying dead on the street, seeking to maintain justice, but losing their own freedom and liberty as a result. The Bible predicted the violent heart of man, and that man's ignorance and self-will would increase. The Bible does teach that man has a wicked heart, though in our society we often choose to ignore that fact. The book of Jeremiah says the heart is deceitful above all things and desperately wicked. We deceive ourselves. We pretend we're not what we are, and we are what we're not. We like to gloss over our flaws and our failings, but the Bible says the heart is deceitful. It will cheat us, and it will rob us of the truth. But the Bible also says the heart of man is desperately wicked. That does not mean that you do desperately wicked things every day, but you have the capacity to. And thank God we live in a society that preserves us from grosser forms of evil that were the norm so often in other civilizations. The Bible predicted that the world would become an abusive and an evil place. Let me read it to you in 2 Timothy chapter 3. But understand this, that in the last days there will come times of difficulty, for people will be lovers of self, lovers of money, proud, arrogant, abusive, disobedient to their parents, ungrateful, unholy, heartless, unappeasable, slanderous, without self-control, brutal, not loving good, treacherous, reckless, swollen in conceit, lovers of pleasure rather than lovers of God, having the appearance of godliness but denying its power. Avoid such people. My podcast is not just to tell you the truth in the terms of the way we are, but to point you to the one who is the truth, Jesus Christ. He died for you 2,000 years ago. He bore the judgment of God for sin. He offers a new start, forgiveness, peace with God. He says, I am the way, the truth, and the life. You can come to God the Father through him. If you pray today and confess, agree and admit your sin to God and accept his forgiveness, you will be saved. I trust that God would bless you. Thank you for listening.